5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening and welcome to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Lee Papa, author of the blog The Rude Pundit.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler, author of a book, Get Rich Cheating. Lee also has a book. By the way, Lee, how's your book two going? How's that effort? Do we have to twist some arms?
You know what? Book two is a go.
Nice! Congratulations.
There was a huge surge in sales over the weekend with me pretty much threatening to kill my readers of the blog and saying, you know, hey, you've been getting the milk for free. It's time to buy a cow.
Oh, or at least paint some dots on the cow so it looks like a Dalmatian.
That's it. Anyway, so yes, we have sold enough where the bastards at OR Books have decided to honor their pledge to me. And there will be a 2012 edition of the Rude Pundit's Almanac, which
Yay!
You can pre-order.
Hey! Finally, maybe the show could afford to buy some actual opinions and content.
That's right. What are we going to talk about this week?
I don't know. There's Mitt Romney filing taxes and Zimmerman dropping out of the race and Santorum hiding behind his women.
Right. Newt Gingrich was indicted for second-degree murder charges, right?
Right. And I believe Michelle Obama went on Colbert to sell her hoodies.
Oh, cool. That's sweet. Man, I would totally buy a Michelle Obama hoodie.
Yeah, the hoodie is not like the sweatshirt. It's actually like friends of hers from the hood. That she had a Princeton.
She doesn't call them her homies. She calls them her hoodies.
Yeah. Well, she went to Princeton, you know, and that's how we roll.
Yeah.
It had been a while since I dropped a little educational knowledge on our listeners.
Yeah, I think that means 2 weeks, but sure.
We have new listeners. We have gotten some fans. Have you gotten the emails and the Facebooks from the guy who's all like, hey, where
you
do you live?
Hey, you guys sound like shit. Yeah, exactly. You sound better?
You know what, guy? Go to my PayPal and give me $1,000 and we will buy some new equipment.
Go to my PayPal and give me $1,000 and I will get really drunk.
Really? Would you go? Here's a question. If you got $1,000 to drink, would you go to an expensive, fancy bar or would you go to a dive bar? If you had to spend $1,000 in a bar in one night.
In a bar? Would it be in one night or could I just say, I want a $1,000 line of credit? Here
no,
we go.
I think it has to be one night in a bar, and it can't.
This is uncomfortably close to a Richard Pryor movie.
Oh.
Brewster's Millions.
Yes, I'm familiar with it, but it's slightly different because there's no baseball team involved, and I'm not a skinny black guy. Therefore, you're John Candy. I win again.
Da-na-da-da-na. God damn it! So hey, how are things out there on the West Coast? We are talking coast to coast through Skype, through the miracle of Skype.
It's like Space Ghost coast to coast.
It is. So,
except I'm not a sidekicky. I got nothing.
So how is it out there?
It's good. You know, I used to live here. I met my lovely baby mama out here. I though have become something of a New Yorker, and it's very cliche. But yesterday, I was trying to drive somewhere, and I didn't know I had to be in the far right lane. So I did one of those moves where you go on the left in a lane that moves really fast, and then you try to slide over at the very end. Well, not an intentional dick move, but I did it. And then somebody behind me honked, and I gave the guy the finger, which is like what you do. And then when he drives by, I see him turning over with his hands in front of his mouth, mouthing, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was like, wow, you guys are soft. So
you should have dragged him out of that car and like raped him with with a crowbar.
He wasn't wearing a Michelle Obama hoodie. Did that cross the line?
No, not at all.
Because I didn't say it wasn't Michelle Obama.
I just said you should rape a guy with a crowbar. Yeah.
So you started it.
Yeah.
I made it more of a political statement. It does make me think, though, like that you and I should just come – we should just do our show out here and really be Cheater and the Rude and, like, every week talk about the people that we scammed or were dicks to or punch in the face because they're soft Northern California people. Like, I love Northern California. I love the vibe out here. But, like, with anything, too much of a good thing is too much.
It was funny. When I was out in San Francisco last year, I was on the phone with somebody and I said, this is how fucked up it is out here. Listen, I am crossing a busy street in the crosswalk, but I am crossing against the light, and every car just slowed down and let me cross. Nobody honked, nothing.
Yeah.
It was like, and I was on the phone like, can you fucking believe, no, I am crossing the street and nobody, what is wrong with these people?
They're weak, Lane. They're just weak. It's really simple. Yeah. But you know who's not weak is Mitt Romney. Do we even, like, you, what did you call him a long time ago? And just inevitable, I know everybody did, but you had some phrase many, many moons ago about Mitt. And we all knew it was going to be Mitt. The question was just how long. I was hoping it would last longer. I was really hoping Santorum would win Pennsylvania and just keep dragging this out.
Yeah, but he ran out of money. That's really what happened. It wasn't his daughter. It wasn't anything else. He ran out of money.
Yeah.
And unlike Newt Gingrich, whose campaign now is about showing how little self-respect Newt Gingrich has, Santorum, you know, again, a crazy man, but at least an honorable crazy man.
Yeah, he is firm in his convictions. They're just like bizarro world convictions.
Oh, no, he's totally fucked up. But again, he is an honorable fucked up man. And I will take an honorable fucked up man. I mean, I wouldn't want to be president. I'd want him to lose in disgrace and get publicly spanked on his bare ass. But at least it would be an honorable man getting spanked.
This is interesting. This is a true thing. So do you don't think that, what would Mitt Romney do if he got spanked? Would he just be like, well, if you want me to be spanked, I'll be spanked. I've always liked spanking. It's always been...
He would talk about how...
his dad used to spank him when he was a kid.
Well, exactly. You know, when my father would spank me sometimes, well, he was always trying to inculcate in me a belief that the spanking was actually good for me.
It's those family values.
I've always believed that a good spanking is good for a man.
True. And if a man happens to wear protective magic undergarments because he's of a certain faith, that makes the spanking more absorbent.
Yes, yes. So you know this whole Ann Romney thing that's going on? Are you aware of this?
I am. I find it delightful.
So you want to tell people what's going on?
Basically, someone who claims to be a Democratic strategist, which...
No, she does not claim... Well, I mean, she's called that by CNN in the same, right, because she's Democratic and she's on CNN. Hillary Rose.
Yeah, like, basically anybody's a strategist if they manage to get themselves on TV and don't have a better credit. She said, basically, Ann Romney can't relate to women because she's never worked a day in her life. And the response from was, well, she's a mom. Like, she chose to be a mom. And, you know, A... fuck everybody. I think unfortunately, like, the message of course got spun and lost, but the point is, like, you can't relate to everyday struggles. Like, trust me, Ann Romney may have chosen to be a mom, but it wasn't the choosing to raise five kids that most people would do when you have a house full of nannies and nannies that have nannies. And you're in financial straits.
You know, it is work to organize the servants for four houses.
And it is, being a parent, I can attest, is work. It's not.
Absolutely. You know what? When the maid brings you the child at the end of the day for you to kiss goodnight to show that you're an involved parent, that is rough.
But I think what frustrates me, what gets lost, and I think it won't stay lost, is that the Romneys represent a different vision of America. Like, how I'm starting to frame this is, it's the 1950s that people imagine existed versus the reality of the 2012s. In other words, people like to romanticize the 1950s as handsome man goes to work with suitcase, come home, mom in apron, you know, the cleavers, basically, test taking care of kids all day. They kiss, they don't have sex, they sleep in separate beds, they worship their magic underwear. That's what people like to romanticize the 1950s as. It wasn't like that. There were no black people back then. So, versus the 2012s, when you've got a first couple that didn't grow up with a father and, like, had to struggle and work their way up and was a community organizer and was, like, dealing with a different reality. So it's sort of a nostalgia for a past that didn't exist versus a reality of what our world really is. A mixed race man and a woman who was highly educated and was a professional. And that, to me, is the contrast that's lost. Like, I don't think it's going to stick with the being a mom is not having a real job, but I'm done. Are you there?
Oh no, I'm here. I'm listening.
You just wanted me to peter out a little bit.
No. I just think I find, first of all, we should put Ann Romney sort of in context. She obviously is somebody who struggles. She has multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
She's actually been very, very, so let's put that aside.
Right. She's not an evil person.
She is not living, even though she's incredibly wealthy, she is not living the easiest life.
Right.
You know what her major activity is, other than dealing with her multiple sclerosis?
No,
it's her. She's into dressage. You know, equestrian dressage, which I guess is where you look like one of those foppish British people on your dandy horse and riding around and leaping over shit. I don't know what the fuck it is. But it's something that she apparently is very into. She was raised, she went to private schools. She has a degree, believe it or not, from Harvard and, in French. No. So she is, in a way, everything elitist that, that one could possibly be. Yet now she's being portrayed as this hardworking stay-at-home mom, which, you know, many, many parents, men and women, would love to be able to afford to be a stay-at-home parent.
Right.
And so I think the way that this should be played is that it's that being a stay-at-home parent these days in this economy, oh, and I'm going to piss some people off, but fuck them, is a luxury. And most people don't get that luxury.
Right. The people that are stay-at-home parents, you hear stories about people like that have to move back in with their parents in order to raise their kids as stay-at-home parents.
Right.
Yeah, well, you know, I have this vision. I almost wonder if at some point Romney's going to decide to just embrace who he really is. Because there are people out, in other words, stop trying to be this, like, everyman and somehow paint the Obamas as the elitist. Because it just doesn't, it's not true. It just so doesn't work. Embrace that you're wealthy, that you're the dad figure, that you're this imaginary, like, dad with a perfect mom that on some level people kind of want, like people in some way long for the daddy figure. I'm not saying everybody does, but I'm saying just double down. Just say, yeah, I'm the rich fucker and I should be real. Like, I'm the dad of this country. Like, do what you're told. Go to bed. Listen to your mother. Like, that's who we could come across as, instead of trying to like muddy the water in this middle and totally go like, there's going to be enough people that are just going to vote against the Muslim. Maybe he can get some of the other people that subconsciously just want to have a daddy.
There's also been this. I mean, Hillary Rosen has been viciously attacked.
Well, she's a slut.
Well, even more so, she's a gay mom of adopted kids. And the Catholic League, which is that charming organization run by William Donahue, that bald, bespectacled, fat fuck who appears on TV with his little corn cob teeth nattering on about whenever anybody says anything that might mildly perturb Catholics. The Catholic League tweeted, "Lesbian Democrat Hillary Rosen tells Ann Romney she never worked a day in her life. Unlike Rosen, who had to adopt kids, Ann raised 5 of her own."
Didn't Michelle Bachmann adopt a bunch of kids?
Michelle Bachmann adopted a shitload of kids.
Yeah, you know,
she was a foster parent. I think she's got a few. I think she pooped out a few of her own, but
right. See, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out, because this whole war on women thing that Romney's now trying to claim, like, what? someone like Ann Romney is not affected by the war on women. Someone like Ann Romney, like, is going to be able to afford health care no matter what. If she wants reproductive health care, she can go somewhere and pay for it. Like, she can out of pocket. Like, the Ledbetter Act and the difference in pay amongst women and men doesn't matter to a woman like Ann Romney, because that's not her world she's living in. So these people trying to claim war on women and fit into different boxes to shoehorn it into different shoes. I got to find some better metaphors.
Yes. Please. No, go on about shoes and women.
Well, I'm not calling them caterpillars. I mean, I'm doing better than that. Did you see that with Reince Priebus? That was good old Reince Priebus said, "There, if the Democrat talking machine said there was a war on caterpillars, everyone thinks there's a war on caterpillars. There's no war on women."
That was Reince Priebus talking about how there is no war on women. Right. There's only a war on caterpillars.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, look, I mean, if it stays in who treats women worse, that's a fine argument. That's a fine area to go for the Obamas to election campaign, because they can keep spinning it, but they're not going to get the, you know, the right's not going to come out ahead on that. I mean, that, yes, they treat women well in the sense that if you want to go to quote unquote traditional gender roles, that's what the Republicans want too. But it's not clear to me how many people really want the imaginary 1950s.
Well, right now the right is all over this Hillary Rosen and Romney thing. And it is the top news story at FoxNews.com right now. It is all over the fucking place. It is. I mean, this is like Christmas and blowjobs from. I've run out of hot women to say who to get a blowjob from.
Well, why not just blowjobs from Lewinsky to Democratic presidents? I mean, that's equally gets them as hot as.
Yes, that gets them harder than an actual blowjob, is the surrogate blowjob that they can then attack later and they don't have to feel guilty about it. Anyway, it's a really great day for the right because they get to attack. I mean, they're saying that Hillary Rosen says one of Romney's spokespeople says that that Hillary Rosen is a paid spokesperson to deliver messages about Republicans that the president does not want to deliver himself. But quite frankly, as someone who has visited the White House to advise on message over 35 times recently, they've been looking at the White House visitor logs. Clearly, her remarks are reflective of the message that the political machine within the White House intends to put out. Those evil bastards in the White House.
Man. How many times did Ken Lay visit the White House to make energy policy? And does Hillary Rosen, is she on par with legislators that have voted to pass anti-women law? Like, even if you wanted to somehow say, which is not true, that she was close to on par with Rush Limbaugh, which she's not, she's still not rising to the level of the legislative action that Republicans have taken in the same sphere. What a bunch of douche nozzles.
Oh, it's total. It's douche.
She's giving lesbians. She's giving lesbian Jews a bad name.
Yes. Do you know a lot of lesbian Jews?
I think they all are eventually. If you're married to a Jewish guy like me, eventually.
You will be go lesbian.
Yeah.
I could see that. So what else is in the news? Yeah.
This would be transition music time. That's something I do with my kid, by the way. Zimmerman was indicted, and he'll probably get off. But at least a hateful prosecutor can have for a moment in the sun and maybe rise to some sort of level like Catherine Harris was, in effect, the future of the world a few years down the line.
Can I just say that press conference yesterday was truly fucking annoying with about Zimmerman. It was just so self-serving, so smug. Like, look, I am finally going to bring you justice in the form of this charge of second-degree murder against him. I couldn't stand it. It's like, okay, great. I'm glad he was charged with a crime. At least now we can have a trial and try to find out exactly what happened. But God damn, it was just smug and, oh God, I fucking hated it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People need to grandstand. They have their opportunity. They see their 5 minutes. They want to or 15 minutes. They want to get a TV show. They want to be Greta Van Susteren. So they roll with it. Good for them. I mean, you know, what'll be frustrating? I mean, what's interesting is I think so much of the outrage was about him not being held and charged and at least questioned. So, okay, now he's been held and charged and questioned. Does that quell the outrage, regardless of what happens in a court of law?
I think it actually brings Trayvon Martin back to life.
Wow.
I think it does.
Well,
that's the inevitable next thing that's going to happen.
Only if all the jurors are wearing Michelle Obama hoodies.
That's true.
Or mashooties.
Yes. And it certainly will do everything possible to change the laws that that allowed Zimmerman to think he was free to shoot Trayvon Martin. Obviously, there will be some kind of reckoning in the Florida legislature that they'll actually,
sure,
their hearts will actually bleed for the blood that's been spilled because of the laws that they have passed. Mm. Certainly, that's going to happen.
No doubt.
Think Jeff Chrysler, author of Get Rich Cheating.
No doubt. I mean, Florida has shown us time and again that they are the moral center of America. They elected a man with a $2 billion Medicare fraud under his belt in a state with a lot of elderly people. They voted for Pat Buchanan in order to get George Bush into office. They generally stuck. We can count on Florida to lead the way into a better future.
I believe racial harmony starts in Florida now because George Zimmerman was, in fact, indicted and charged with second-degree murder for murdering somebody.
George Zimmerman is the way to reach the Latino vote, and Mitt Romney will elect him or choose him.
Can I just tell you, now that we all have seen what Zimmerman looks like, if I didn't know his last name was Zimmerman, and I just saw him coming down the sidewalk at me, and say I was a young African-American kid in a neighborhood I wasn't entirely familiar with, I'd be pretty fucking frightened.
Yeah. Wouldn't you beat him about the head until he shot you?
Yes, that's absolutely what I do. Actually, what I would think was, and it may be racist of me to think, if it was maybe I'm being a little threatened here. Maybe I'm racial profiling that a Hispanic man with a gun is following me. Maybe that might disturb me a little. Actually, you know what? If it was anybody with a gun following me, let me take race out of it. Yeah. Then I would probably be a little worried.
I think what's important is that throughout history, there's always been distrust, there's always been prejudice, there's always been people acting out on their various inappropriate instincts in a moment and trying to assert their dominance. What I think is special about this era is that we have these guns that can make what used to be bruises sort of a final judgment upon who is more of a man than another. And I'd like to, you know, thank the people that have made guns so available for giving me a sense of just general sadness and fear. Because before, a mistake was something that you could live through. Now it's not. And that's a delightful thing about this country.
It is. I believe that...
Stop. I want some acknowledgement of Mashuti. Before we move on, I said Mashuti as Michelle Obama hoodie and nothing. Give me some Mashuti props. It's like Jewish shit.
Wow, I thought you were just dropping some Yiddish on me. So.
Okay. You can go ahead and pretend to make a point.
I bought myself a Mashuti yesterday. My Mashuti is going to go next to my mezuzah, and I will shalom all over my yarmulke.
Happy Passover, everyone. Happy Passover. Why is this radio show different from all other radio shows?
I was just tossing you a bone right there.
Really?
Yes, really.
Mm. Why is this radio show different from all other radio shows? Because on this radio show, we lean to the left. Get it? That's what they do. Anyway, listen, Lee, we have about 3 minutes of glory left. Have you done your taxes?
I have not done my taxes.
Well, listen.
You know why? Because I'm going to wait until October.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I think you shouldn't wait. I think you should just become a corporation. Because if I understand how the tax system works here, the more corporate you are, the less you pay in taxes, right? Buffett's secretary paid 30%. Mittens Romney pays 15%, but GE paid zero. So just become a corporation. You can just file some paperwork. And, you know, I think it's fair. I mean, look, if we force corporations to pay taxes, that's less money for their executives to hide from their own taxes. It's a question of fairness, Lee. Who do we not want to not pay for the things we don't need? I mean, look, we don't need roads and schools and police and fire departments because eventually we will all home private school our children on Newt's moon colony using Stand Your Ground to defend ourselves. This has been Unstructured Rant by the cheater, Jeff Chrysler. For more like this, visit GetRichCheating.com or just send your money via my PayPal account. It's tax season. I need your money because I get a lot of 1099s and I don't put any aside for taxes and I've spent all that money on
fuckers. Wow, you're just outing yourself here. I am very scrupulous about paying my taxes.
No, I pay them every year. I don't save the money throughout the year to pay. Like, I'm all legit. I'm just saying I'm not a planner.
You've been listening to Cheater and the Rude. I would just like to remind the IRS that the cheater is Jeff Chrysler.
And he's a satirical figure.
And I am Lee Papa, just Rude, or the Rude Pundit. And you can read me at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Yeah, you should totally trust somebody that goes by two names, IRS. That seems logical to me. I am Jeff Chrysler.
Who makes his living talking about cheating.
Yeah, in order to teach people how not to do it.
I've seen your show. I believe it's all about how to cheat. So
what are you, Chinese? From my China book? I'm Jeff Chrysler. You can follow me at jeffchrysler.com. You can go to the show's Facebook page by searching Cheater in the Rude, or you can take a picture with Instagram and shove it up your ass. Join us every Thursday on the Progressive Radio Network. Last words to Lee Papa?
My Twitter is at Rude Pundit. Profound, no.
Profound, yes. Good night, everybody.